Hey tubers, this is Pat Jordan coming to you from the genocidal grain ghetto in Illinois. Like Judy Wood, I've been forced to create my own language for things.
But of the cities of these people, which the Lord thy God doth give thee for an inheritance, thou shalt save nothing alive that breatheth, but thou shalt utterly destroy them.
Deuteronomy 20, 16 through 17. When I heard that the 20-year-old Israeli soldiers occupying Palestine were bulldozing 3,000-year-old olive trees, I came up with the word biocide. I heard of this atrocity after I had learned of Rachel Corrie, who was also run over with a bulldozer, driven by criminally insane Israeli punks. Pretty blonde girls on lawn chairs and ancient fruit trees are a serious threat to Hebrews everywhere. Back in the 1970s, I would plant a garden. It would start growing. My farm whore neighbors would spray their poisons. The garden would stop growing for about 2 weeks and then restart as if nothing happened. Within the past several years, I have watched plants achieve a certain level of maturity, then stop growing no matter what remedy is applied to them. Roundup was introduced in 1974 and took off like free cocaine with every hooker. But it wasn't until 40 years later when the growth stasis started. Years before, there was talk of sudden death syndrome in soybeans, where plants would grow to the flowering stage, set pods, and then just sit there until the frost killed the plants, with the beans never getting past the green stage. Miracle of modern chemistry. Slowly, my ability to grow my own food and feed my own self has been whittled away to the point where I am giving up. As I was investigating what the farm whores were doing around me, I fell across a document that took my breath away. TakeActionOnWeeds.com produced a document that outlined classes of poisons that I was completely unaware existed. This industry-created movement, designed to support the industry itself, is funded by checkoff dollars. Hardly anyone knows what goes on the farm. The governmente basically steals your money to give to the farm whores so that they can work industrial sorcery for the Arcanet hive. Farmers used to be independent, bull-headed workers of the soil. Farm whores are communist time clock punchers for biotech companies. Nobody knows what goes on the farm. The farm whores are insured by your tax dollars to be guaranteed by the governmente a minimum price for their labor and product from your tax dollars. And when they sell those commodities, there is a tax taken out for the collective. Think about that. Government control of every aspect of supposed food production is fascism with a communist framework. For the collective promotion of products grown by those welfare recipients. They really hate it when you say that. Think about it. Your tax dollars are taken at gunpoint. See the book of Deuteronomy. By the Yahudim to fund the growth of industrial commodities grown for the Yahudim. None of what comes out of farm fields today even resembles food. Your tribute money is then paid to the Yahudim to insure against bad weather created by the Yahudim. Then it's flooded with poisons made by the Yahudim, so that the commodities can be delivered into centrally controlled markets run by the Yahudim, with prices set on the Board of Trade run by the Yahudim, And then your money is paid out to the Yahudim in industry to use those crops to make the end products sold by the Yahudim to the Goy with the express purpose of destroying their lives and livelihoods. The premise of the Take Action on Weeds Consortium was that if you continually use the same poisons, that the weeds would develop a resistance to it. The document encouraged rotating chemicals with different site of action so the little fuckers didn't have a chance. But imagine that you are me, a farm boy with over 40 years of being immersed in industrial agriculture coupled with experience in chemistry, industry, and biology, and you read the targets of these toxins, knowing full well that the very things cited are the very things that make up life itself, whether it was a plant or a human. Biocide.
Thou shalt not suffer a poisoner to live.
Lipid synthesis inhibitors. ACCase. Acetyl-CoA carboxylase inhibitors. The importance of acetyl-coenzyme A fills textbooks. Read them. Amino acid synthesis inhibitors, ALS inhibitors. Acetate synthase inhibitor and EPSP synthase inhibitors, which are 5-enol pyruvyl shikimate 3 phosphate inhibitors. Oh, baby, that was simple. Glyphosate. I don't know how you can live on this planet without knowing that amino acids are the stuff of life. Do you really fucking think that anyone can mess with the stuff of life and plants without destroying animal life as well? So let's play into the poor puppies and cute kitties that might be affected by this, because people seem to take more offense to animals being harmed than their own kids. This is why I wrote The Rise and Fall of Kingdom Plantae, followed by The Rise and Fall of Kingdom Animalia. One can't live without the other, in case you didn't notice. And glyphosate? Who doesn't know Roundup that was introduced by Monsanto in 1974? Any idiot can read a Stephanie Seneff paper or watch a video to know that although the human frame does not have the shikimate pathway, that the microbes in the gut of said frame does. Therefore, it is the cause of all of this dysbiosis that seems to have come out of nowhere, where people throw endless and endlessly changing guru remedies at it. Yet no one ever stopped to ask why there was a global disruption of digestion. They just forked out the money for palliatives and never once looked at the authors of this biological warfare agent to drag them out into the streets and fields by their hair to marinate them in their own juices. Growth regulators. TIR1 auxin receptors. Synthetic auxins. Auxin transport inhibitors. Any one of the sorcerer's poisons can stop the growth of plants. Glyphosate alone created soybean sudden death syndrome. But when I look at this specific heading that stunts plants, when I have a garden full of diverse genus and species of plants, most of which have their parentage from seed developed in the 1800s, that achieve a point of growth and just stop as if it were a stasis field in a sci-fi movie, then I wonder if I have fallen victim to auxin manipulation or all of the above. Photosynthesis inhibitors, photosystem 2 inhibitors, nitrogen metabolism inhibitors, glutamine synthetase inhibitor, glufosinate Glutamine inhibitor. Have you ever wondered why people have to take exotic supplements to bring foreign glutathione up to levels where they can just do basic cellular functions? Glufosinate is like the cousin of glyphosate. Pigment inhibitors. Phytoene desaturase PDS inhibitors. DOXP synthase inhibitor 1-deoxy-D xylose 5-phosphate HPPD inhibitors. Pigment inhibitors. There may be those who are ignorant. Ignorance can be corrected by inquiry. There may be the argumentative college asses that just like to not deny everything reflexively like a baby pissing its diaper. There may be those who just don't think a pigment in a plant can make a difference to a human. Ever hear of beta-carotene? Alpha-carotene? Ever wonder why you can eat a bushel, a barrel, what the hell ever, of carrots, yet never get an ounce of vitamin A, but your skin turns orange? My introduction to the connecting airlock between mainstream medicine, mainstream science, and alternative medicine with its super high-tech nutraceuticals was when I discovered that there were those who lacked the genetic ability to phosphorylate pyridoxine hydrochloride, the cheapest shit vitamin B6. Not to worry, there was a damned expensive pyridoxal 5-phosphate waiting for those who learned the trick that they were fucked out of the cereal box. I thought at first, ooh, how thoughtful, how technically adept that these industrious boys and girls in the nutraceutical industry have accommodated an unusual deficiency in a segment of the population who can no longer phosphorylate. This is all way back in the days when I was writing ICD-999, which was just as much an education for me as it will be for you. I had previously noted that they were pushing lecithin in health doof stores like used cars in the 1970s after they had started putting phosphatidylcholine, fucking lecithin, into fucking vaccines. So the pattern was not hard to recognize that when a gene showed up broken, the alternative sharks had a palliative of waiting in the chummed waters. Oh, the humanity! Oh, the fucking dollars. They're all in on it. I'm not saying that once Adventis broke the MTHFR gene that you won't need the methylfolate that Merck just happens to have the patent on. I'm just saying that, wake the fuck up! Genes don't break themselves. Thousands to millions of people don't suddenly get an epidemic of mutations in their chromosomes, and it certain fucking lootly doesn't come from the environment unless you place vaccines in the environment. Actually, that is a true statement, since they are growing rabies antibodies and HPV vaccines inside tobacco and putting diarrhea vaccines in bananas, and corn does everything except go pop these days. So you are then obligated to answer why you can eat carrots all day, but the beta-carotene simply builds up to toxic levels and stains your cells. Are people really so pacified and zombified that they are not taking to the streets with torches and pitchforks to demand why we have been so damaged that we can't even feed ourselves basic metabolic products by our own innate processes? And then discard the bodies in a sanitary way because the fuckers did this to you and are fully infected with the Arcanet virus. Don't expect me or the hens to break it down for you. If you want to know how a plant pigment inhibitor sprayed on goddamn near every living thing on the planet can affect how your body synthesizes vitamins, including using the sunlight, like vitamin D. Then get off your lazy asses and look it up and then send it to me and I will pass it on. This shit is happening as much to you, even if you live in a city, just as much as the fog is wafting through my house with the windows sealed shut with plastic in the middle of spring when the farm whores come out of their holes to poison the planet that you thought you shared but only pay tribute to exist as a laboratory rat in zones allocated for that purpose. Cell membrane disruptors, PPO inhibitors, photosystem 1 electron diverter. Given that plants actually do have cell membranes, but humans do not, thank you, Dr. Gilbert Lang, it still gives us a moment of silent, crazy screaming inside one's own head to wonder what this plant horror might do inside a human cell. Seedling root growth inhibitors, microtubule inhibitors. Again, somebody other than me and the red hens can look this up. It can't just be 20 people on the entire fucking planet who is interested in working out their own salvation because God and religion and a history of would-be redeemers haven't gotten the job done, have they? We may not have roots per se, but are the microtubules in plants analogous to anything like the cytoskeletons inside a human cell? Usually when I ask a question like that to the red hens, I get an answer almost always in the positive within 24 hours. If so, do you really think that just because the label says a horrific toxin only messes with plant roots might not ruin the very infrastructure, scaffolding, and transport systems in your own cells? Rise and fall of Kingdom Plantae and Animalia. You're witnessing the demolition of every aspect and the very fabric of plant and animal life. Seedling shoot growth inhibitors. Lipid synthesis inhibitor, not ACCase. Long-chain fatty acid inhibitor. Specific site unknown for benzonefurane. Bezonefurane. As if it fucking matters. Oh my God. Are you fucking kidding me? You create a poison. You don't know what it does, but you spread it all over the world? Wait, why am I upset? I read that kind of shit in the physician's desk reference all the time. Okay, back to the list. Oops. No, sorry. I caught this in editing that I really wanted to complain about the worst garden year that I've had since 1973. It's now 2018. When I plant, I do it by hand. I actually count the seeds that go into the row so that I can gauge percentile of germination, which also allows for percentile of survival. This year, the best germination from fresh seed was 67%. I've never seen anything like that before. I anaerobically ferment most of my vegetables. I keep logbooks on that too. Imagine my shock and dismay when I saw about a 67% failure of my ferments as well. Lack of germination is bad enough, but we have been through enough of the list to know that even if the seeds made it through the gauntlet, then there were a host of other horrors awaiting it during the growth to maturity stages. The little farm whores scurry up and down the farm roads like crack addicts with their water tanks to mix their poisons to pollute the planet that was supposed to feed them. Every blue sky day with perfect weather and fresh air is an invitation for these crack whores to ejaculate their filth into the biosphere. Review my previous videos. I established to my satisfaction that a clear proof of hell is that hell stinks. If he could only experience the stench of these poisons once, you would wonder, as I do, why the little crack whore addicts are still alive. They have to be artificially kept alive by the bug inside that must live on this death. So although 67% germination was the best I had, most of the plants just fucking died. Out of a 50-foot row, I went from 3 living cabbages to 1. And that 1, at this writing, is the size of a softball when it should be the size of a basketball. I got a generous donation to attempt to feed my plants the same vitamin and amino acid supplements that I would take if I were poisoned with herbicides, and it was inspired by reading this Take Action on Weeds insanity. Nothing helped. I even used composted comfrey liquid as a fertilizer that is well known for having growth hormone promoters in it. Nothing helped. There's your terraforming, or as I said in my sci-fi books, terror-forming. Only mutants adapted to poison can live on this planet. That which was wholesome, healthy, and healing can't survive in a toxic waste dump. After struggling the entire year to grow a crop of anything, I've decided to quit gardening. Imagine working in 90-degree plus weather, kneeling on soil that is 120 degrees Fahrenheit, pulling weeds by hand, getting horse nettle thorns in your delicate flesh while gnats and flies try to get up your nose and in your ears, losing up to 3 pounds per day in sweat while mosquitoes and deer flies bite your back, only to have all of your efforts ruined by some mindless fucks, empowered, sanctioned, and protected by a worldwide viral network. Unspecified site of action. Nucleic acid inhibitors from arsenicals. Well, at least they haven't abandoned the good old shit from the 1890s. While they give warnings of arsenic in the drinking water, there is carryover from lead arsenate used on ancient cotton farms, now used to grow organic rice, that prompts warnings of contaminated organic doof. I mean, what the fuck were they thinking growing on the most poisoned ground on the planet? While behind your back, they are pouring the shit on everything else. But why should you or I be upset? These witches using sorcery bulldoze pretty blonde girls and 3,000-year-old martini trees. The reason I am upset is that every single function listed above is used by nearly every life form on the planet. The reason that sorcerer witches should be burnt, hung, and then burnt again is that this dialectic of needing new poisons due to weeds developing resistance to the old poisons is obviated by the kind of herbicide I use. I pull the motherfuckers out by their roots by hand. They ain't coming back. They won't mutate into super weeds, and they don't require that I re-engineer my hands every year. The thing about cultivating the soil to actually live is that it requires the thoughtful removal of anything that is a threat, from weeds to insects to microbes. The thing about farm whores and the Arcanet witches that supply them with biocides is that if we were to apply the same cultivation principles to those pests, then the entire hive would show up to protect the system that serves only the Arcanet. Face it, you do not have to be a farm boy or girl or farm fluid. You do not need a degree in chemistry. God knows I don't have one. And you do not need to know anything about biology other than pour chemical on plants that share the same life functions you do, and the plants die. Once you realize that your entire world is being terraformed to replace you as the dominant life form on this planet, then your survival instinct should kick in. Unfortunately, by the time you get what I have told you, at the level of understanding that you need to, your ability to survive will have already expired.